By the time they found it, the trumpets had sounded again, and Lord Tywin's reserve came sweeping along the river. Tyrion watched his father fly past, the crimson and gold banner of Lannister rippling over his head as he thundered across the field. 500 knights surrounded him, sunlight flashing off the points of their lances. The remnants of the Stark lions shattered like glass beneath the hammer of their charge. With his elbow swollen and throbbing inside his armour, Tyrion made no attempt to join the slaughter. He and Bronn went looking for his men. Many he found among the dead. Alf, son of Uma, lay in a pool of congealing blood, his arm gone at the elbow. A dozen of his moon brothers sprawled around him. Shagger was slumped beneath a tree, riddled with arrows. Conn's head in his lap. Tyrion thought they were both dead, but as he dismounted, Shagger opened his eyes and said, "They have killed Conn, son of Carat." Handsome Conn had no mark but for the red stain over his breast, where the spear thrust had killed him. When Bronn pulled Shagger to his feet, the big man seemed to notice the arrows for the first time. He plucked them out, one by one, cursing the holes they had made in his layers of mail and leather.